I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Make me, Lord, to wait down on my knees. Fill the oil with thine, you answer my plea. Teach me, Lord, to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will will often not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees, till in your own good time, you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will wander not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. You may wonder why I choose to live this way, and you may wonder how I make it through the day. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knees. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay, but it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything. Now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. You may ask me why I choose to live this way, and you may wonder how I make it through the day. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knees. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything
I know.
Immer seinen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar still in das Land. Doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut, wenn es dieses Wasser bekannt. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wo in dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das nun den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, er schmeckt so lieblich und fein, er heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesu ergießet sie sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, o Sünde, vergoss er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn du Städter komme und trinke, sich sagt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strome gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich.
That's the truth. That song is so true. That stream we're talking about. The message for your day. It's so right there, right in front of you. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. That's that stream here. Es schmeckt so lieblich, fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. If you're plugged into this stream, that stream it's talked about. That stream, that river of life. That's it. There's a message for your day. You don't even have to look at us. You don't even recognize us. We don't want to be recognized. We don't want to be honored. We don't want none of that stuff. Just plug into this here stream. What we're telling you, when you're going to have, that cancer will have no other option but to go. Because Jesus said when he resurrected, in my name, go and cast out devils, go and heal the sick. It's right there at your fingertip. But all you got to do is tap into that stream that we're talking about here for the last 30 years or so. And it's, for you and I, it's so simple. If you're plugged into that stream, you wouldn't care about what these all these dunkers see out there. All they're doing, they're trying to confuse the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really get it. You never know whether you're coming or going, because Satan's program is to confuse everything. And this guy comes along, and they're anointed. They're anointed. They can speak way better than we can. And because Satan anoints them, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, and we're just trying to yank people back into the reality of things. Psalm 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. That's what we're talking about the other day. These walking through the saints of time, you know, he illuminates your light. Like we keep saying it over and over again, when that man from Forest River called that Mandel, that Joe Mandel, it was illuminating my path, because I was living in that colony, and along here comes this man, and it was like illumination. That thing is not it. We're just trying to repeat what we're repeating ourselves many times, because it's the only thing that's worth talking about, because all these voices out there, you switch on your YouTube and here they come with a new idea and all the tickling the people's ear. Everybody wants to believe that there's a revival come. So here they come out, there's this big revival coming. There is no revival. There's no revival in the days of Noah. The only revival of it, like we said yesterday, is destruction. And mm-hmm. Here's the same thing. There is no revival coming. The revival has come and gone. The revival was here to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. And it led us right back to the apostolic faith of our forefathers,
mm-hmm.
that early church. And it was water baptism in Jesus' name. And then that era is over. It's done with. Now there's only one thing left. That invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, it'll get you out of this hell that's just up the road here today, the Lord. And we're not trying to fear-mongering people. We're just trying to tell the facts, you know, the fact of the matter. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple you can put it. This here is this stream that's been flowing from day one, way back before there was a star. God put this stream into motion, and it's still running, and we just happen to tap into it here in the closing days of time through the church age of Laodicea. I don't know how simple you can put it, because we've been through all that mess out there. We know what it's about. It's nothing but Satan's confusion, Satan's carbon copies. All he wants is to confuse the picture so that people will get confused and is pegging one against another, and this guy thinks it this way, this guy thinks it's that way. No, we've been given a ministry in these closing days of time. That's all we're doing. We're just trying to make it clear for people that care about their eternal destiny. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. When you brought us from way back before we were even born, you had this plan set up for us, Lord. And before the foundation of the world, you made a blueprint. And we just happened to find our place in Christ, Lord, by your grace and mercy. You dragged us through the shores of this world and all the things that we were accumulated with ourselves through time, and a lot of filth that we picked up along the road. But here one day you came by our way and you saved us. You gave us eternal life. And you washed away our sins, Lord. We're just eternally grateful now. You've given us a commission to take out this word and to bring out that living water and get meat in due season, Lord. And we just want to ask that you help us to be faithful and true what you've been given us, what the assignment that you've given us, Lord. We just pray, open up the hearts of the people, because the God of this world has blinded the minds and the hearts of the people that the glorious light of the gospel cannot shine through. The glorious truth that we have here in these closing days of time, that stream that's been flowing from the throne of God. And here now we're about the closing days and closing days of time, Lord, where you're going to bring in that great tribulation, the day of the Lord, and then you're going to set up your kingdom, and then it'll be a hallelujah time for 1,000 years. And you've given us the insight, Lord, and we just give you thanks for it, Lord. We just pray once again you'll open up the hearts of the people. Gift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
But that's just, we're just telling people a program that God has educated us throughout our life here. When he got a hold of me back in the day, back in the early 90s, he woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. I just as real today as it was back then. Same, I'm coming soon. Said it twice. Same, I'm coming soon. Mm-hmm. And I had one of those Westminster chime, and right between that Westminster chime, I listened to it, and between that chime, that voice spoke right into my spirit. Same, I'm coming soon. He said it twice. Same, I'm coming soon. When he says something twice, you can be rest assured. He's coming soon. He's coming in my lifetime. Just that simple. Well, people can decide they can believe us or not. There's nothing special about you and I. We're just two poor pilgrims trying to make it through this journey here, trying to get out through the jungle that we're living here. And we're trying to leave footprints that people can listen to, and if they want to care about their eternal salvation, their eternal destiny, and the destiny for their children, all they got to do is plug in, because it's like, you know, when you buy an appliance, we were saying the other day, that appliance is useless if you don't plug into the hydro. And the same thing with this truth is useless if you don't apply it to your life, if you don't believe it. You got to believe what we're saying here, because it's not our program. We're not interested in nobody's money. We're not interested in nobody's fame. We're just interested in one thing, to be faithful to what the Lord has called us to be. It's got nothing to do with us. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about that stream that the Lord has given you and I, to the responsibility to put it out there. Now, take it or leave it. If you take it, you'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you don't take it, you'll fall by the wayside. You'll be going out to hell and death. It's just that simple. Or you might have to get one of those people that you get your head chopped off, because it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. If you miss this here invitation, you can go read it in Matthew 22. We've been in the Bible all our life, because it's just something that the Lord moved on us to do. We wake up 6 o'clock in the morning to saturate ourselves with the Word. And now when we see the things that is going on around us, you see the wars and rumors of war, we can place it exactly what's going on right here. Right now you hear about wars and rumors of wars. You hear about Trump up in Greenland. The whole world is worked up. It's just wars and rumors of wars. There's wars, and then there's rumors of wars.
That's what Jesus said, yeah. We were asked about the end time, and he said wars and rumors of wars.
Yeah, you can read it over. Matthew 24. We're just all we're doing here. We don't want no fame. We don't want no glory. We don't want to make a name for ourselves. We want to kind of lay low in the back, in the shadows. Like with that song we're singing, something about we're hid away in the Lord. We're hid in Christ, you know. We've always been hid away in the Lord, but now here in this end time we're coming out where God can use us for his glory, for his honor. He had no ambition on our own. There's nothing in it to make a name for yourself. Like I was telling you about that Dave Wallen. What motivates these people to go out and do their own thing and start up this radio ministry? That's a carnal ambition to make a name for yourself. It was back in the days of Nimrod, back when they came out of the ark, and all of a sudden they began to multiply, and then Nimrod came up with an idea, let's go make a name for ourselves. Let's go build a big tower. And if God wants to destroy us again, we'll just go up in the tower and get away from the water. And here, as they were building, The Lord put that rainbow out there. They could see that rainbow from time to time, where God made a promise he's not going to destroy the planet with rain anymore. Here they go build a stupid tower. It's just simply to make a name for themselves. And that's the way, when you analyze everything what's going on out there, you go on YouTube, there's this lady, she's out there prophesying, and then there's the John Hagee. And when you analyze it, you take it to the microscope of the Bible, it's all simply to make a name for themselves, just to make themselves popular. Yes, yeah. Well, we want the opposite. We don't even want to be recognized. And like I say, you don't need us to heal your cancer. All you got to do is plug into this here truth, and you can do it yourself, because you got Weisheit und Strom. It's all about that stream. Mm-hmm. It's all about connecting into the source. I don't know how plainly I can see it.
That's right. You just need to connect to the source. And the source is the righteousness for your day and hour. That's where God is at. That, those are the footprints of Jesus, because God has a program. He had a council with himself, and he made a blueprint, and he started creating. And in that creation, there is that perfect will of God. And if you can find that place in that stream, is healing and everything that God has to offer, all his attributes, all his characteristics can be manifested. Because when you are in the righteousness for your day and the truth for your day and hour, and that's what sets a person free, and that the healing can be there too for a person if he can believe that. Like there, like you were saying the other day, like on YouTube, there's especially now with AI, there's so much deception. It's so similar. Like I was, everybody knows Marjorie Taylor Greene. She used to be in the government in the U.S. and then she started turning against Trump, and then she resigned from her position. So anyway, there was this video on YouTube, and it was clearly, it was so deceptive that you had to be really, really know her to know that it's actually AI. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they find things in life that are happening, current happenings, and then they copy it, and it looks real how she's coming out there, and she has these long conversations, and she comes against Trump. Well, I know that she didn't agree with Trump on some issues, but those videos also are not true. They're AI regenerated. Mm-hmm. And that's the deceptive world out there. Like you were saying the other day, this lady said she had this dream that she saw God in heaven and the Holy Spirit, and then she saw Jesus. See, well, right there, like I said, when you come to the righteousness for your day and hour, and the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson cleared up a lot of these cobwebs that the Trinitarians brought in, and the Trinitarians believe in three gods. Well, the ministry, like I was saying, it's so important to be in that umbrella of that the righteousness of your day and hour, because in that a lot of confusion is cleared up. If you're not, then you're kind of here and there and everywhere. And you when you hear that, you're going to believe what this woman has to say. Well, we clearly know that God is not a person, and you're not going to see him.
Nobody will ever see God. Mm-hmm. He's invisible, and nobody will ever see the Holy Spirit because he's invisible. It's an invisible power and soul. The only one you will see when you go to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, like when I read it, I saw God, she said, and then I saw the Holy Spirit. And then in the background, I saw Jesus standing there. Well, right now, I could tell that's just a phony. Mm-hmm. That's not real, because the Bible says clearly, no man can see God. Jesus said himself, no man can see the Father. He's a spirit. He's impossible to see. Can you see the air? You know the air is there because you feel the wind blowing, but you can't see the air. It's just out there. That's the same with God. You cannot see God. God is a spirit, and he's got that invisible power about him. But you know, mm-hmm. he's there because you can feel him. But you can't see him. Now, like mm-hmm. when she said, "I saw God," I knew right away it's a made up mm-hmm. thing. And then they got all these stories out there on YouTube. And see, if I did know what I know, I would fall for a lot of this garbage. But see, you got to stay connected to the source. This here is the only thing you're going to find. I hate to be the one to say it, because it seems like we're looking for fame and glory. We don't want no glory of none kind. We don't want to be recognized. We don't want nobody's money, because the Lord, like I said yesterday, he's given us more than we ever think about wanting. Because when we were trucking, just simply told we go down to that Volvo to go drive that truck right out of the showroom. Don't worry about paying for it. I tell you to go drive it out, you just go drive it out, and I'll see to it that it gets paid for. And the same thing with electric car. Go buy that electric car. And we went looking for one, and we found one in Winnipeg, and we're still driving it today. He does a lot more for us than we could even imagine, simply because we believe his word. We're cooked into that stream. And here's another thing. When I had cancer, you prayed for me, and that cancer couldn't go out fast enough. There's no excuse for the human being not to live above all these issues and all these problems. All we're doing here now, and he's closing days of time, we're given the human race an escape route for what's coming up the road here, just like it was back in the days. And Noah was telling these people for 100 years, get ready, change your ways, there's a flood coming, and it's destroy everything. And that's all we're doing. We're setting a stage, making an exit route for people, whosoever will let them come. It's not our program. We just happen to, like I say over and over again, we just happen to be spending all our lives reading the Bible and saturating ourselves with the Word of God. That Word has become a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And from time to time, we see the sands of time, the footprints in the sands of time. You go read the Bible, and now we're talking about the current thing. Here in this hour amongst the Hutterite, there came a man that had adopted the body experience, and he came and he told us that Hutterite thing is nothing but deception. But see, people, it's a good way to live, but spiritually speaking, it's the worst thing they could do. They take away your freedom of choice. They take away your freedom to live a normal life. Then it's controlled by these hierarchies, by these thugs, by these preachers, by these deceivers. And then if you don't toe the line, if you don't do what they tell you to do, you're going to be terminated and you're going to be kicked out. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. And, but see, we got their number. That's why the Lord had us go through that, their torture chamber. So now we can look back and we can see exactly what that whole religious system is about. Mm-hmm. It's not just our rights. It's all these communes, all these religions out there. The Amish, they're even worse than than the Hutterites, because as soon as you don't have your horse and your buggy, let's say you would all of a sudden decide you want to drive a car or buy a car, then they'll put you in the shunning, that you can't be no more part of their Gestapo, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all that simple. For you and I to look at it, it's so obvious and so simple. And it's all the same garbage, the same system, the same behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. I got the shock of my life once I found out that behind that other thing, it's the spirit of Satan. That's nothing is there. And it shocked the floor off it. It shocked the socks off me. I was so surprised and shocked. But I saw the spirit of it. And then when you analyze it with the scripture and you go to the Bible, it's not compatible with the Bible, because in there you don't have a freedom of choice. They choose for you. But here where you and I are, we have a freedom of choice. We can choose what to eat. We can choose what to do. We can choose what not to do. But we have at the bottom of the day, end of the day, we have chosen to follow Jesus and to be about his business. There's nothing that the Lord can do more for us than wake us up in the morning and then be about the Father's business. It's just that simple. Because within there's joy unspeakable, full of glory, like Jesus was at. And he said, to do thy will, O Father, I do it gladly. Okay. And the early apostles, the early church, they had no greater pleasure than to be about the Father's business. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're doing. Somehow, through a miracle of God, we found our place in Christ. And our place in Christ is to put out this message that's been given to the church age of Laodicea, the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We don't even have to preach. All we got to do is tell people the things that the Lord has shown us by revelation. He has given us where we are in time. He's given us that midnight cry, and I keep saying it over and over again. February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. You could take it to the bank, because it's not, I didn't go to a seminar and figure this out. I was just wondering one day, walking along, or I was on my way to college, when the Lord just came down. At midnight there was a cry. I saw the whole end time hinges on that one scripture, and at midnight there was a cry, and I saw the end time. And then I went to the scriptures, because that had saturated myself with the scripture all my life, and I knew exactly what that midnight cry was. And then I saw 1,260 days. Once you hit the end of Laodicea, it's exactly 1,260 days to the middle of the week. The week is a 7-year period, and we're now in the last part. And then, like I say, then there's 42 months. It's right down to the day, and you can put your trust in the Word of God. God, that's the way you and I live. We live by the Word of God. We have learned to put our trust in the Word of God, and if you can only believe what we're saying, and you connect yourself into that stream, don't even bother looking at us. Hook into that stream, into the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack. It's available. It's out there on YouTube. It's out there on the internet. All you got to do is punch in Voice of God recordings, and you get all the sermon that Brother Brenham had throughout his 40 years of living. And then you can put in Faith Assembly Church, and you can get all the messages that Brother Jackson had. We got a lot of them on our website, but the thing of it is, all that era is over. Now all you got to do is believe what we're trying to say here. God, that's part of that stream that song talks about. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar und macht die Unreinsten rein. The proof is in the pudding. You just, like I say, you prayed for me here one day and that cancer, it couldn't go out fast enough. And the next day I was back to work again. I didn't have to go to do all this stuff that you have to do when you go to the doctor. First they operate on you or they do it with some kind of chemotherapy. I didn't have to go through that. I just simply said, Lord, Lorraine, why don't you pray for me? See, there's something going on in my system here. I could feel the pain. And then, like I say, it couldn't go out faster. Because, see, we're hooked onto that string. We're hooked onto that device and enchant, onto that channel that the Lord has made available since the dawning of time. Way before there was a star, way before there was an angel, he put that thing in motion. And now we just happen to pick up that string here in these closing days of time. And just the way the Lord has orchestrated it. We just happened to find our place in Christ, and then he tested everybody, and he found you and I faithful to deliver that meat and those things. We're the two people that he can trust us with the Word. You know we're not going to cave. You know that we're not going to bend and bow and try to twist the Scripture. You know that we're not going to go out there trying to make a name for ourselves. And you know we're not going to do it for money. You know what you just simply want to do, find out where we belong in Christ. And that's all we want to do. That's all my prayer has ever been. Lord, help me to find my place in Christ. Help me to be faithful for what you've called us to be. And my only prayer was for my children to find their place in Christ. Not to be some big shot, somebody popular, just to find their place in Christ. And then that is popular enough, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Absolutely. And it was everything then. Like, we didn't just happen to show up one day. Like, the Lord has walked us through all that, like, ever since we were young. Like, I remember when I was 7 years old, I remember going into my closet and praying. And those things are kind of like footprints in the sands of time, where you can go back in your life and acknowledge and see how God has shaped and worked your life and brought you to where you are today. Like, these are many things in my life that I can look to and realize how God has led and guided our lives. Like, when the Lord saved me on a colony, well, when I got baptized, I knew that Trinity baptism was not of God. It's just what God walked me through. After I was baptized, I knew something wasn't right. But I didn't know what it was until about when I was 27 years old, and when I got the book for about Brother Brenham and the water baptism in Jesus' name, and I was so convicted, and I prayed for God to make a way for me to leave that system so I can get baptized. I know that era is over, but that's how God led and guided our journey. There were many nights in prayer, crying out to God to help overcome the obstacles that are in like these religious systems to come out of these obstacles and to follow the word of God. Like, that was my desire, to follow his word. And then he brought me to the righteousness, to the ministry of Brother Brenham. See, those are the footsteps that you can look back in your life and see how God has led it our lives. And like I said, in the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, there is the truth for your day and hour. And then you don't have to go running all over God's creation to listen to this big evangelist, listening to that big evangelist, and trying to find it. We found it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that, like, let's say, like, that Charlie Kirk, like, he did a lot of good for the young people in the school system. But when you come to his belief structure, there is a lot of confusion in his belief structure. Mm-hmm. He prayed the rosary.
He did the Sabbath thing,
like, religiously. See, when you will go to the feast, like, if you let the word of God speak to you, there are so many things in God's word that will direct you in the right direction. When you will go to the feast in Leviticus 23 and you will see the first fruits, Jesus Christ was that first fruit, mm-hmm. that third feast, that you can see they offered up their first fruit and they brought it to the priest and he would wave them. And they were to do it the day after the Sabbath. That was on a Sunday. That's when Jesus was resurrected, was on a Sunday. And then you can see the Feast of Pentecost, too, the day after the Sabbath. See, that's how God tries to help us to find the right way. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to fall for every teaching that comes along. Because if you're in the righteousness for your day and hour, in the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, he brought out those feasts. What these feasts really represented and what they were pointing to, the types and the shadows that they were pointing to. And then you can go to Paul and know what Paul said in Colossians 2, verse 16. He said, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." See, he was trying to tell something. There was people back there too that made people feel guilty when they were doing the Sabbath or the new moons. Mm-hmm. But it says here, which are a shadow of mm-hmm. things to come. These were all a shadow, the new mm-hmm. moons and the Sabbaths and the holy day and the judge you in meat or drink. And he said, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. These are only the shadows of the things to come, but the reality is Christ. See, Christ came to fulfill all that. And there is no more need to have the Sabbath day. That's why the Christians worshipped on the first day of the week. You can see it in Paul's writing where they gathered in the first day of the week. That's on a Sunday. The first day of the week was a Sunday, where Sabbath was the ending of the week. But the first day was the Sunday, and that's where the Christians back in the early church worshiped. And now there's this confusion out there that is trying to intimidate people that they need to go back and worship on the Sabbath. The Catholic Church brought in that worshiping on Sunday, but that's not true. If you go and line it up with the Word of God, you will find that in it God has ways and types and shadows to direct us in the right direction. So we don't have to run all over creation listening to what this big evangelist says, that big evangelist, and at the end of the day you come out confused. Now if you go to the Word of God and let it be your lamp and to light your pathway, it will guide you in the right direction.
That's exactly right. That's why we keep saying it over and over and over again. This is going to be eternal life. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be eternal life, but they want it under their condition. That day, Walter, he wanted eternal life. He figured to get eternal life, You got to start up this radio money. All it was building up his ego. That's all it was. Trying to make a name for himself. And I remember going for a walk with him one day. He said, I want to start up a radio ministry. And then once I got that going, I want to start up a TV. But that was his ambition. All it was an ego trip. What about what the Lord wants you for your life? Why don't surrender you everything to the Lord like you and I did? We told the Lord, use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. Do it as you see fit, because you paid the price at Calvary for us, so that you can use us for his glory. And you can put your trust in him. And then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Brent. He hooked us into the truth for your day. And that's why we keep saying, if you're hooked into that stream here, you will do everything that the Christians have done throughout time. They heal the sick, they raise the dead. All you got to do is believe what we're saying and take the courage and just go out there and try it. If your little kid is sick, just go lay hands on him and the Lord will do the rest. As long as you believe the message for your day, as long as you're hooked into this stream that he talks about here, if I sign and strand as an hallelujah flute. Heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbare. Das ist es. We're not just beating our gums together here. This is reality for you and I, because that's all we've ever done all our life. We didn't want to live in this phony, artificial world of deception. We wanted to live in reality and what God is doing in the clothes and the hour we're living in. And he got us out of that compound. You got to do what that preacher tells you. And that preacher is not even a Christian. Most of them are pedophiles. Once the truth will come out about these preachers, these two of them came out, that guy from Silver Wings and that guy from Prairie Blossom. But there's a lot of them underground that are doing the same thing. If they're not practicing, that's their passion, that's their desire to be doing, to be a pedophile. That's what just what that sister can breed, because it's Roman Catholicism on steroids. It'll do exactly what the Roman Catholic Church does, what these priests do and these popes. They're pedophiles. They kill babies and all that kind of stuff. They're not hooked into the right sort. They're hooked into the Satan is the head of the Roman Catholic Church. And when you get baptized in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy, you accept all that Roman Catholic filth that they've been doing that throughout the Dark Ages. Just that simple. And we've been trying to beat the gums together. That's why I'm against that baptism so much. And that's one of the first things the Lord dealt with me. There's one faith, one baptism, and one God. And then he got me to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. That's exactly what he's done with you and I. He led and guided us into all truth, and he'll give us power over all power over the enemy. That's why we can say things so bluntly and so with such a velocity, because I know at the end of the day it's going to be right anyway. We don't have to worry what people will do. We don't have to fear those that kill the body. We just fear him that has power, once the body is killed, to destroy both the body and the soul. And now, we don't care. Once we see it in the scriptures, we let the chips fall where they be, and we're putting it out there, whether people like it or not. And here we're coming to you, and we're telling you, this is that stream. This is that final chapter before the Lord shuts it down. Then that great tribulation comes, and then he takes those that are ready out with him, and the rest are going to have to stay here and go through that tribulation and get their heads chopped off. Just that simple. Because the Bible is running true to form. God, way back there in Ephesians 1, he made that great blueprint, and then he said when he was done with that blueprint, he's going to see to it that everything is going to be executed right to the T. And we just happen to be two people here that are putting it out there in these closing days of time. So all you got to do, you got to plug in and believe what we're saying and let the chips fall where they be. If that Leonard wants to come and terminate you, tell him to go fly a kite. Call his bluff. That's all they got. They don't have no Christian values or principles whatsoever. They're just they're just carnal people, troublemakers, zealots, religious leaders. That's all they are. It says, fear not them. And Jesus had a problem with them too back in his day. And we got problems with them too. We're just exposing it. And if they do not repent, they're going to go down to the hell and death. And there forever, they're going to be screaming their head off, wishing they would have listened. That's what's going to make hell that much more
worse than it really is because they were warned and they were told and they refused to listen. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. We're just telling people the way it is, the picture is. And if you're hooked in here, you don't have to get confused with the pitch like all these people do on YouTube and everywhere, all these preachers out there beating their gums together. All they're doing, they're tickling their ear and they're taking the people out to hell, and that. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord. How you've led and guided our journey and where you've brought us to, Lord, you know. We can only put it out there, Lord, and we can only tell it to people what you've done in this day and hour, Lord. There is a river of life, Lord. There's always been a river of life, and in that river there's healing. There's everything, Lord, that you will provide, Lord, because it says in your word, if you believe the righteousness for your day and hour, and in it, there is everything that you're going to provide, Lord. And that's in that stream, Lord. So we just want to help people to understand that. And they can believe it and have all that same blessings that you blessed us with. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.